midfield, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Broadcasting from beautiful Berea, Ohio, in beautiful Northeast Ohio. Yeah, beautiful. This weather just continues to be tremendous. Puts you in a great mood. It's got to put you in a great mood. As frustrated as many of you Browns fans are and sound when we hear your voice messages and get your messages via social media, come on, just look out the window, or better yet, go outside, as I did today a little bit during lunch. Felt pretty good about that. Puts you in a good frame of mind for this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Full hour of football discussion. We've talked Browns on this show, but we're going to talk a lot of football today. Bernie Kosar stopping by. We're going to have more to say about the bounty punishment in New Orleans. That's a huge topic. Big buzz in this building, too. I mean, you talk with some of the coaches around here and the people who work here. Because remember, a lot of people who work in the NFL, regardless of what team they're with now, has some connection with the people involved with other teams. And in this case, the Saints, with different teams earlier in their career, connections with Sean Payton and others. And people feel badly that this guy, for instance, Payton, is going to be suspended for a full year without pay, very substantial pay that he received as head coach of the Saints. No one is saying, that they did something that shouldn't have been punished, for which they shouldn't have been punished. It's not that. I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing, in fact, quite the opposite of that, that people are satisfied that the commissioner came down very hard on this Saints team and on the coaching staff. And I think the warning shot that's been sent out to the entire league about this, brings it probably, hopefully, to a halt, because integrity of the game on the line here. And as much as we want to see our football as a rough, tough, hard-hitting game, as much as that attracts us to it, we don't want to know or certainly hear about and see and have evidence of paying you, player X, to make sure player, Y on the other team gets taken out. That just doesn't cut it. I mean, it's not even the most rabid fan of physical football doesn't want that, and it's not necessary either. I mean, you can actually play this game at a very high level, encourage coach a high level of physicality and hard hitting without having to ramp it up with a specific payment to hurt, injure somebody else on the other team. And that isn't the idea of what football is supposed to be about. People do get injured in the course of playing the game in very different ways, and sometimes the hard hit is the cause of the direct cause of the injury, but it shouldn't be intent to injure. So we're going to talk a lot about that, Bernie Kosar and I, and also that trade that finally was completed. It was sort of teetering. We were talking about it on last night's show, yours truly with Michael Rayguy last night. Well, going to talk with Bernie about Tim Tebow ending up with the New York Jets and what the implications are there. And just talk a little bit, too, about the Browns quarterbacking situation. We'll get into some of that as well. Now that another quarterback has changed teams, and we're seeing maybe other than what is going to happen from the draft, but we can pretty much go to chalk there and see Andrew Luck sign him in as the new quarterback coming up of the Colts, and RG3, much to the chagrin of many a Browns fan, and yours truly, too, would have loved to have seen him in a Browns uniform, but pencil him in as the starter or pen him in as the starter with the Washington Redskins, unless, of course, the Colts decide he's a top overall pick. Don't think that's going to be the case. Luck having his pro day today, and Griffin having Robert Griffin III having his pro day yesterday. That got lost with all the other news going on around the National Football League. Bounty punishment and trades and all. Facebook question, the official Browns Facebook page is where you submit questions to yours truly, and the official Browns Twitter page. And this Answer Vic portion of the show, your Ask Vic and Answer Vic, is driven by Liberty Ford. Sherry via the Browns official Twitter page. We have enough bad luck in Cleveland. I like Joe Hayden. I don't wish that on him, too. No thanks, Madden Curse. So that's Sherry's vote for not wanting Joe Hayden to appear on the cover of Madden NFL, 13, I guess. And he's in the running for that. Okay. I mean, how much weight do you give the Madden Curse? And I was talking with someone about this today. Someone was asking about, is it really something? Is there something to it? And then when I started listing off some players and injuries from other teams and from this team, formerly of this team, which you had with Peyton Hillis last year, then there was a nod. And you kind of got that feeling that, maybe there is something to it. But I'm just not a big believer. I don't want to believe in curses, because if I start going there, it's going to just throw off the balance in the rest of my life on a lot of other things. And I try to not be a guy who deals in those types of things, try to deal in as much reality as possible. But again, some might argue that's real too, that there really have been injuries or bad things happening to players who've appeared on the cover of that game. Derek via Facebook, why are the Browns not going after any wide receivers in free agency? To this stage, no, receivers are signed, but I'm not ruling it out going forward. And I think the approach has been methodical in terms of addressing defense first and foremost and heavily. And I think that's the right way to go. You get better faster as a team by going defense. It's the quickest path to success in this league, disrupting or shutting down the other team's ability to score and move the ball. And this team has a solid defense, a top 10 defense, that I think is going to be significantly improved going forward. And this is before the draft. I do think this team comes out of free agency eventually with some offensive help. Wide receiver could be part of that. Don't know that it'll be any kind of a big name guy. And I think as we move further into free agency, the big money has been spent. The major, shock 'em dollars, if you will, the Mario Williams $100 million deals, the Peyton Manning $100 million deals, those are done. And you move into what you could call a secondary or tertiary tiers of free agency, where less money is spent because the players have been out there longer. And you let some things settle down, and again, I think the approach has been wise. And again, most and much of what the Browns have invested in through this week and a half of free agency, week and 2 days of free agency, has been their own players with a couple of additions. Again, mostly on the defensive side, and that is the right way to go, because you're going to make a good defense better, and you're going to make your team overall stronger by building up the defense. All right, we'll get into more of your questions later in the show, give you my thoughts and opinions as we go forward. Coming up in a couple of minutes, a discussion, our weekly, biweekly visit of one Bernie Kosar here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
Hi,
Highlands understands homeopathy, and we understand families. From Highlands leg cramps to Calms Forte, Highlands cares for your family at every stage of life. Highlands develops homeopathic formulas with the highest quality natural ingredients, following the strictest standards for preparation. With a century of commitment to homeopathy, Highlands tradition of excellence consistently provides quality and integrity in every homeopathic product. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Are you ready for pepperoni madness? Romeo's Pizza is taking it to the hoop with their tastiest creation yet. New Romeo's Pepperoni Madness Pizza. Order yours today.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850 WKNR and 1540 KNR2 Cleveland.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion,
Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you, and reminding you that you can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 draft party. That's on Thursday, April 26th, the night of the opening of the draft. And that'll be at Cleveland Browns Stadium, the Browns party version. Admission is free, and doors are open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. I wish I could be there. That's going to be a fun night. I'm actually going to be in New York for the draft. This show will broadcast from the draft, and yours truly will provide you updates on various other media platforms, as well as right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But you're going to want to be at this party. You're going to want to be at this party. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of this is where the heat and light comes in. And this is where we're going to get for those anxious folks. And we all are, as to what is next for this team. Next for this team is that much more than anything else that I believe would happen in free agency. It's the draft, and it's the confidence that this club has, that the decision makers of this team has, that they're going to get this right again. And getting it right will be crucial to everything else going forward. And I'm telling you this as my perspective of when people ask, all right, what do I have to believe in? Where's the hope? The hope is there. The hope is the draft. So show up at the party and get a little hope, too, while you're watching it with other Browns fans at Cleveland Browns Stadium. And this segment, conversation with Bernie Kosar, first half of it, is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. Let's bring up the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Time to check in with Bernie Kosar, making his regular stop here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, I don't know, just in the couple of days since we last spoke, a whole lot has happened in the NFL.
Yeah, and for the end of March, for this type of unprecedented stuff to be happening, and penalties and suspensions that we've really never seen in the league. I mean, to think that Sean Payton one of the 32 NFL head coaches, is suspended for a year. And Greg Williams indefinitely.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg Williams, unfortunately or fortunately, has shown a consistent pattern of doing this, whether it was when he was the head coach at Buffalo, the Redskins, at the Saints. And it looks like he's going to be even longer.
Yeah.
And again, me and you have been talking about this over the last month or so on the show, but I really think the bounty is a part of it. But I think why the strong, heavy-handed punishments are more so because of the lack of truth, the sitting down with the commissioner and the investigation, and basically flat-out lying,
yeah.
Not just once in 2010, but now it appears that in 2012, when they were reapproached about it, weren't all completely truthful again. And I think that's the message
that's
definitely come out.
That's the essence of this whole discussion, is that they angered, and angered doesn't even seem to be a sufficient enough word to describe what they did to the commissioner, in terms of when you lie to the commissioner, when he feels that somebody has been trying to put one over on him or put one over on the league and his investigators. And I guess the way he's looked at it, just as you sift through everything, when investigators are checking this out, they're checking it out on his behalf. So if you're lying to them, you're lying to him too. And he's come down with the wrath of Roger on this whole thing in ways that I didn't think he would. I mean, I know he's a stern disciplinarian. He established that very early, that he was the real sheriff of a commissioner, much more so than his predecessor, Paul Tagliabue, who was about the building of the business. And Roger Goodell, yes, building of the business. And I worked with him in my previous professional life with NFL.com and NFL Network, worked behind the scenes with Roger on a lot of the marketing end of the game, because that's his expertise in PR and so forth. But I never saw or believed that he would be this aggressive when it came to handing down this punishment. You just didn't see that side of him. And to think that Sean Payton, I figured Payton would have to part with money. Now he's going to part with money, but also part with working on the sideline with his football team for an entire year, and then losing the two draft picks, the second rounders this year, next year. This is the kind of punishment, and talked about this with Michael Regei on the show last night, and the more you let it sink in and sleep on it, Bernie, this is the devastation to a team. This you talk about sending a message. This could be so crippling to the Saints that you would think, who in this league would think for a moment or a second about doing the same thing with bounties? I'd say not.
Well, you're exactly right to start with. There is no way anybody's going to tinker down this path in the future. But I almost assimilate this punishment, this suspension, to the SMU of the 80s death sentence, because this is going to stunt, no matter what anybody says, this is going to stunt that run they've been on of perennially being one of the teams that is Super Bowl caliber, having a chance to win the Super Bowl annually. And I think they traded for Mark Ingram with the Patriots and Belichick. They don't have their first round pick this year. They won't have a second round pick now. But the Sean Payton thing, even more so than just not being on the sidelines for games in the upcoming season, as of April 1st, he's not going to be in the building. He was instrumental with Mickey Loomis in the draft. He's not going to be around for that.
Right.
These restockpiling of the team, this is something that is going to stunt this run that they're on and make them basically probably they're going to try to pretend and stay in denial that they're not going to have to rebuild. But this is going to be such a crippling penalty and a crippling move that to be able to come out of this in a year and still be, or even to compete next year at the level where they're a Super Bowl team, with Drew Brees not even signed right now,
yeah,
I just think it's incredibly impossible. And back a month or two ago, one of the rumors was, okay, hey, Sean Payton. Maybe he'll get suspended for a month, eight games, half the season. But, you know, we have the assistant head coach, Joe Vick. He could step right in. Joe Vick got suspended for six games, too. Yeah. He's going to be gone for a good part of the season. Right. This is something where they're going to be void of their leadership at the top of the coaching ranks.
Devastating.
And from the front office with Mickey. Could be very devastating. Is very devastating.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, we brought up Drew Brees. There's so many places we can go with this. Let's go with Brees for a moment. He's not signed, and he's a guy, of course, who is someone who was already not happy with how things were going contractually with getting they franchise tagged him, but with getting a longer term deal done with the Saints. Now let's put on I know you never take this hat off, but your quarterbacking hat, and you touched upon how how involved the head coach would be with his quarterback. And in some cases, head coaches are defensive-driven guys. We know that Sean Payton is the offensive-minded guy. He's the guy who is so instrumental in all of the success that Brees has had. They are literally joined at the head, if you will, because mentally they know and can anticipate each other's thoughts when it comes to offensive football. So Brees doesn't have that for a year. He doesn't have the second-in-command, as we mentioned, Joe Vitt, for those six games. He knows the general manager isn't going to be around for half the season. He's got how do you feel? How important is it for the quarterback? And I guess more importantly, I guess once you're in season, it's maybe less about anybody else but either your coordinator or your head coach. And in this case, it's Sean Payton, meaning as much as he means to Brees. So as elevated as Brees' game is, as accomplished as he is, Bernie, what does it mean to him if he chooses to stay aboard with the Saints? They get a deal done, but he doesn't have that coach with him this year.
Well, first, from a franchise perspective, it is so incredibly important for any chance at continuity and success that Drew Brees is 100% on board and signed and the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. If he goes AWOL, if just cash it in, the ship has sunk there. Their only chance, and it's still a long shot, is with Drew signing, being happy. I mean, there's been friction internally there by the franchise tag, by the disparity that they had by doing the long-term contract with Drew. I think this now is going to solidify that for sure. We're going to be talking in the next week about, hey, Drew Brees with a new 5-year, 4-year, $100 million contract, some big number. And that is coming. That is coming at whatever price he wants. But we said on the show, he's got to really be careful, because with the hard salary cap, you know, you can make a lot of money, but then you don't have the ability to re-sign Jimmy Graham, to get Marcus Colston. They lost the All-Pro Pro Bowl offensive guard. Yeah, they signed Ben Grubbs from the Baltimore Ravens, which, as Browns fans, we like to see the Ravens losing guys like that. But from that standpoint, there's a balance as to what you want to make so that you could have players around you. And again, the phrase that we use all the time, quarterbacks are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around them, and he'll need guys around him. And it's just as imperative now as it ever was, given not having your head coach and some of your assistant coaches, that Drew Brees and the veteran leadership of the team, more so than probably at any other point in the NFL, take over and help run this team through this tough time.
Yeah, there's no doubt to have that leadership, because he really is it in terms of leadership for this team this year, Brees. And the other thing, Bernie, that's come up is how much does this taint the Saints Super Bowl championship and all that we know that meant to the city of New Orleans, all the disparity there in post-Katrina, and how much that community came together, and really that the Saints were the glue that pulled it all together, and that people like Sean Payton, Drew Brees, Reggie Bush at the time, other people who were prominent members of that team, were the glue. I mean, they did a lot to pull. They were figurative and symbolic of leadership and all that was good in a very tragic and horrible situation for that town. So that Super Bowl championship reflected much more than just a winning the Lombardi Trophy. Does this suddenly diminish that? Does this make it any less than it was?
Well, I'm sure there'll be people that will say yes to that. Bluntly, in my mind, it really doesn't. Look, at the end of the day, I think the bounties and this type stuff has actually decreased since the days when I know when I was playing. I know it was more predominant. The days before me, it was commonplace. So it really has decreased over the years. But I do highly believe, strongly believe, that these guys are going to try to make these plays and not to maim or injure a career ending injury to a player, but trying to make interceptions, trying to make tackles, trying to force fumbles, trying to recover fumbles. These type of things in the NFC Championship game, in the Super Bowl, players are going to try to do anyway. So making plays, Sean Payton deciding at coming out the beginning of the third quarter to do the onside kick and then recover, that doesn't have anything to do with the bounties. This is just trying to win big games. Yeah. The reason, again, I think the penalty is more so for the lying, why it was so strong, and the lack of truth, as opposed to the bounties or a convenient and player protection. And, you know, with the concussion issues and lawsuits being out there and player safety being a thing in the media and a thing in the courts, that this is a very good time to talk about player safety in the league being excessive and aggressive at protecting the player safety on the field. There's a lot of things that are stars pointed in the right directions that are crossing right now, that a situation where I think it's the perfect storm to kind of come down here, unless you're a New Orleans Saints person or fan.
All right, well, we have got much more to talk about. This is as much a football show as it is a Brown show, and there's a lot going on around this league, including, finally, the completion of the trade between the Denver Broncos and the New York Jets that sends Tim Tebow, one of the more interesting guys in this league, joining now the Jets. And you and I, Bernie, will talk a little bit about that as we stick around, and much more coming up. We ask you to stick around. I should say we'll stick around, too. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38 mile per gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Join the hoopla at Dave & Buster's. Celebrate exhilarating college tournament basketball all month long. With great food, fun, and games, there's no better place to cheer your team. Plus, you can win a free championship watch party for you and 25 friends. This includes power cards, appetizers, VIP seating to see the big game on their large projection screen TV, and more. So keep your eye on the ball and sign up by March 28th at participating Dave & Buster's. And don't forget, WKNR is hosting other hoops watching parties during the round of 16, March 22nd and 23rd, only at Dave & Buster's.
Hey, the road man, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7 liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
Announcing more airlines and lower fares for Northeast Ohio. Go to flypittsburgh.com to find out how you can save and just how close Pittsburgh International Airport is. Choose from 12 airlines and fares lower than Cleveland's airport. Sign up for fare alerts. Click, save, fly.
March here, it's that time of year.
It's stupendous, spectacular, I love it, baby.
It's Scrap Madness at Southeast Metals. Every time you turn in scrap at Southeast Metals through March 25th, you get a college basketball team. The farther your team advances, the more you win. If your team has won in the last two standing, you'll be invited to a championship party April 2nd. So get a head start on spring cleaning. Turn that scrap into cash at Southeast Metals. Don't take your talents to South Beach, never. But take your scrap to Southeast Metals, Richmond Road in Bedford Heights. Call 855-SCRAP-OH or visit WeScrapOhio.com. Southeast Metals.
Listen to the Liberty Ford NFL Draft Vignette by Vic Carucci each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 1:31, 2:31, and 3:31.
Pleased that you are choosing to spend this portion of this beautiful Thursday in Northeast Ohio or wherever you're listening with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And Browns fans, don't miss a special one-hour edition of Browns Insider, team's official television program. That's going to air Saturday, the first showing on this Saturday night, 7 p.m., and it's going to air both on Sports Time Ohio and in Youngstown on MyYTV. And this 60, and this is new, and we are looking forward to our affiliation in Youngstown there, expanding the audience of this show. The 60-minute program is full of Browns news and features, and it will include an exclusive interview, yours truly, sitting down with Browns new offensive coordinator, Brad Childress. You don't want to miss that. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for a complete programming schedule. And we are back now on, of course, this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with part two of our discussion with Bernie Kosar. Back with Bernie Kosar, talking NFL talk. And Bernie, the trade that looked like it was, well, it was happening, that not happening, and finally got done because of an agreement over how to split up a $5 million payment. And basically the Jets Broncos split that down the middle to work out what was contractually built into Tim Tebow's deal that had been signed with the Broncos a couple of years ago. So now he's a Jet, and the Jets are making it clear that he's a backup to Mark Sanchez. But Bernie, as you look at it right now, and of course the New York Daily, the tabloids, talking about Tim's sanity is one of the big headlines, and all that goes on there. Tim Tebow in New York just seems like a real perfect fit for a guy who is much more icon than he is football player right now.
Well, I know the people, most of the people in New York are jumping on this bandwagon and loving the drama that goes with it. I know one guy who's not, although he'll say probably the right thing, is Mark Sanchez. This level of pressure, spotlight on a team that is already quite a bit unorthodox in their approach to handling situations, I think it's going to be real tough. From a pure football standpoint, with what the Jets like to do with Tony Sperano, the ex-head coach of the Dolphins, now the offensive coordinator for Rex Ryan and the Jets up there, is a big wildcat guy and a niche-type package-type person in short yardage, goal line, red zone, inside the five, third down packages, wildcat packages, those creative-type things he's a believer in. So from a pure football standpoint, Tim Tebow and that stuff fits real well into that that smoke and mirrors, that kind of niche type offense, and it does fit real well. I just think with the micro managing and media overboard that you get in New York, couple that with, and I like Rex Ryan, but his propensity to aggressively talk and throw things out there and kind of create more hype. Mark Sanchez had, and the Jets had this lack of harmony within the locker room last year, and different factions were breaking up within the team. I think that Mark Sanchez, you know, throws an interception, has a bad game, there's going to be that group that's, okay, put the backup in, put Tebow in, right, and he'll probably be successful within his niche packages, which will make the pressure even more. I think this is something that we're going to talk a lot about, we're going to see a lot about, and this is not the end of a situation, but this is the start of quarterback issues within the New York Jets.
Now let's talk about this from the quarterbacking standpoint, because you just pointed out very well that this is about him being the package guy, being the wildcat guy, all the things Tony Sperano brought to the Dolphins that had some success but very limited success and really wasn't sustainable enough to become truly a league-wide trend, because teams that have tried it haven't really had sustained success with it. So question is, how much can you make this guy a real quarterback, and the skill set that you see from him, the moments that he has shown some good stuff with throwing the football and decisions that he's made. He was in a playoff stage, on a playoff stage, and made definitely some big throws, big time plays against the Steelers in the postseason. But when you see him on a regular basis, Bernie, most of the time, there's a lot missing. It just doesn't look like the complete thing that you want to see. And this is true in his college career at Florida. So what parts of his game can actually be developed or salvaged, or is it? As you study him as a player, do you actually see a guy who could be built into an NFL quarterback still?
Well, to that point, too, you also, to a lesser degree, but you still see flaws and weaknesses within Mark Sanchez's his game also, which will lead to some of this controversy also. But yeah, there are things like the release, the staring down of receivers that Tim Tebow does, the lack of accuracy, especially on the intermediate to short routes that he could work on. But again, I liked Tim Tebow. I liked Tim Tebow. I liked last year. As a fan, I enjoyed / loved watching what he did. It was a lot of fun for me. And for me, forever rooting for a Denver team is like blasphemy. So it was just fun to do and watch. And I respect him as a person. There's just so many. It's just such a lightning rod of controversy, of talk, and there's such a way to go that for him to be a starting quarterback the way the league, I think you need to do to be consistent within the league, I think being a package quarterback actually is probably going to hurt his development, because he's going to be working on things like wildcat, running the ball, short yardage, goal line type stuff, and that's not dropping back five steps, throwing the bang-aid on rhythm without a hit step, dropping back seven steps, reading an arrow, come back and seeing if the guy who has the slot has got too much depth and you throw in the flat, or he jumps up on a flat and you throw the comeback over his head on timing, on rhythm, with accuracy. I'm not sure being a package quarterback is going to give him the experience to work on being a genuine quarterback's type game.
And Bernie, we're visiting with Bernie Kosar, as we always do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When it comes to talking about quarterbacks, and on this show, we never going to stray too far from talking about the Browns, even though the biggest stories of this week are elsewhere. But with regard to the Browns, it does seem to be crystallizing as we see Tim Tebow join a team or change teams. And did I, you know, as we looked at it, I never saw him anywhere near the Browns' radar. He doesn't fit for a lot of reasons, but the, not the least of which is that this is a club that's truly that, that West Coast development type of offense that he's not going to be part of or a fit for. Matt Flynn, yeah, you could say he would be a fit for it, but he was not enough of an upgrade for the Browns to consider, and frankly, I think the Browns believe that Colt was a better quarterback, or is a better quarterback, so stick with him there. So as it crystallizes, Colt looks to be the guy, and again, and it looks like the focus going forward for this team is to enhance around him, build a better offense through adding playmakers, through helping the line. It just seems to be that's the direction this is headed.
Well, again, I keep saying quarterbacks are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us, and we need guys around us. And even the Joe Montanas, who I think are some of the best quarterbacks that's ever played, had guys and playmakers around them. We talked about this a lot last year. The amount of playmakers on our offense wasn't probably good enough, and trying to find some guys around Colt is no doubt going to help him be a better quarterback, help us be a better offense, should help us win more games.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that's where this draft, I think, can yield so much of that help. I think it's exciting to consider when you look at what this team has with the three picks, those three premium picks in the first two rounds, and it includes, of course, the two first-round choices and a fourth overall choice, that this team can get difference-making offensive players in those areas. And this draft has those kinds of players, and I think especially because there are two quarterbacks projected to go in the first two picks, it's going to push down some remarkable talent to where the Browns choose.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, that's something where, again, three of the first 37 picks, we're seeing the premium that draft picks have. And especially now with the rookie salary cap, this is something where we're picking and the options and some of the depth. There's a lot of depth at certain positions within this draft that you could definitely add quick players that could quickly make a difference within the team and within the league, for sure.
Yep. Well, Bernie, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. And we will reconvene next week and talk more about all that is going on in the National Football League.
Well, have a great weekend. If this weekend is anything compared to the last 7 days, we'll have a whole new set of stories and stuff by Monday.
No doubt about it. He is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick and take a move.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present, from Comedy Central's Mind of Mencia, comedian and actor Steve Trevino. Come see Steve Trevino this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv, located next to Shooters in the Flats. Steve Trevino, you've seen him on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson, Comedy.TV, and Comic Unleashed. Now come see Steve Trevino live and in person this week at the Improv. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Steve Trevino. We'll see you there.
Thank you. It's the final days to save like never before on all remaining 2011 328i xDrive BMWs at Dave Walter. Now through March 31st, get special Dave Walter savings like financing as low as 0.9 for 60 months or 1.9 for 72 months, and your first two payments paid by BMW. Plus, see many other outstanding savings now at DaveWalterBMW.com. For BMW, see DW. Dave Walter BMW. Call 888-DRIVE-BMW. Qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
Now at the Home Depot, take 10% off our everyday low prices on appliances of $397 or more. Plus, you get free delivery and haul away that's really free. Add that cost, zero, to your purchase and you come away with a total that knocks the shine off other retailers' prices. Brand new, right now, starts with an extra 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 4th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Browns fans, you are on the clock. Celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Browns at the 2012 Draft Party on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the cornerback just told you, and the candidate for the Madden NFL 13 cover, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever. With tickets starting at $32, go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game, as we've been doing on this show regularly for the last few weeks, is bringing you sound from the Combine, from Indianapolis, where all the draft prospects were gathered and 700-plus media were gathered. And you bring draft prospects and media together, and you get interviews such as those that we are presenting with some of the key players. Today we focus on Brandon Whedon. He is the quarterback from Oklahoma State. He's one of the more interesting players in this draft because he's 28 years old. He started out as a professional baseball player, drafted by the New York Yankees, came back to football, back to Oklahoma State to play football, and now he's entering the draft at age 28, a good, 6 years older or so than the average draft pick or draft prospect, I should say. And question was asked of him about teams and media focusing on his age.
A lot's getting put into my age, and rightfully so. That's, really the only red flag I have. Unfortunately for me, that's the only one I have to worry about. But, that's unfortunately, it's a small issue. I'm not worried about it. I think a lot of teams aren't worried about it. It's a tough question to answer. I feel like with all these other great quarterbacks, I belong right in the middle with all of them. So if I was a few years younger, you never know. Maybe I do feel a little bit higher, but I don't think at the end of the day, when it comes to draft time, I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue.
Now, the good news for Whedon is that he knows there have been many quarterbacks who've gotten late starts in their careers and have had good longevity in the league.
Roger Staubach, you got Kurt Warner, and there's a lot of, Rich Gannon. There's a lot of guys, and that's the thing. And you look back at my time at Oklahoma State, I didn't get hit. My body's extremely fresh. No injuries. I'm healthy. Everything's good. So I think I got a lot left in my tank. And I think, those guys played until their late 30s. A 10-year career in the NFL is a great career. And I think I got every bit of that, barring any injury, I think I can play for a long time.
And it only makes sense if you're Brandon Whedon and you're entering the NFL as a 28-year-old rookie that you commiserate, that you compare notes with one Chris Wenke, who entered the league, you might remember that name, from Florida State at about the same age.
I have, actually. Yeah, I reached out to Chris. I felt bad about it, but a mutual guy gave me Chris's number and told me to give him a call. And I gave him a call. We talked for about an hour and a half, and I just kind of asked what his approach was, how he went about it, and it was scary. He said the exact same things I've been saying, and so it's consistent, And so, there's so many more. I could sit up here for 30 minutes and tell you what all the positives I think versus the negatives, and the positives outweigh the negatives by a long shot. So, and like I said, he was extremely helpful for me. He said if I ever need anything, he's actually, I think, coming in today. If I ever need anything, feel free to. So he opened up to let me pick his brain a little bit, because it's a unique situation. There's not many other guys that have been in this situation, so he was extremely helpful for me.
And Brandon Whedon was asked if one of those positives was whether he could step in right now and be ready to start in the NFL.
I think so. I think, you know, again, from a maturity standpoint, you know, I've already been a pro, and that's what I've been telling teams, and they agree with me. You know, in baseball, you guys know it's a game of failure, and I've failed, and I've had some success, and I've kind of ridden the roller coaster, and I've overcome it. And I think that's what, you know, you got to have that to play quarterback in the NFL, because it's the toughest position to play in all sports. And so, I think so. I think again, that's the maturity factor that really helps me, you know, have an opportunity to play right away if I'm needed to.
And there's a follow up to that. Would he have been mentally ready, does he think, to have entered the NFL as a 22-year-old?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, playing college football is not easy. One, you know, I started playing professional baseball at 18. So I think to go out in the real world, I drove to Tampa as an 18-year-old and was, you know, just on my own, you know, and I was able to overcome that and do some good things there. But yeah, I think as a 22-year-old, I think, you know, all these guys are mature guys. They wouldn't be here if they're not. You know, they're all mature, good players with a good head on their shoulders. And I think that's what it takes to play in the NFL. So, yeah, I think to answer your question, absolutely.
Before the combine, Brandon Whedon got to show his wares at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. He was asked how he felt things went during the week of practice and in the game itself.
As the week went on, I got more and more comfortable with the offense, got more and more comfortable with the system, calling plays in the huddle, because that offense can kind of terminology-driven. You know, there's a lot of wordy plays. So, but as a week, I felt really comfortable. So I think overall I had a pretty good week. I played the first half, or first quarter, and played pretty well, threw the ball pretty well. Several on the sideline for three quarters and froze, and then I had to go back in the fourth, and I was, you know, I came out through one pass and intercepted. So the game wasn't like I'd planned, but the week leading up to it was really, really good.
And no conversation with the quarterback at Oklahoma State would be complete without a conversation or a mention of his star receiver, Justin Blackmon, projected by many to be a top five pick. He was asked about him.
You know, me and Justin were on the same page. I mean, obviously, he's not only extremely talented physically, mentally, he's got it. I mean, he's a really smart player. I mean, he understands coverages. He understands how to route adjust versus different looks. And he's always communicating on the sidelines. He's always telling me what he sees, constantly giving me feedback of what we could do. And, I mean, he's a smart football player. You know, that's the thing that made him better. Just turn on the film. The guy pulls away from everybody. I don't know, he's fast, but you turn on the film and no one can catch up to him. So, you know, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about him. He's not worried about it. He's going to be a great player in this league for a long time.
And as last year's draft demonstrated, all it takes is one team to fall in love with a quarterback who wasn't necessarily projected to be a higher pick, and that player can be a higher pick. Look at Christian Ponder. Look at Andy Dalton. Those two were mentioned as examples to Brandon Whedon if he'd be the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know all those guys, and they're all great players. You know, they made a late push. They had great combines and a great pro day and great seasons, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, it just takes one team, you know, and everybody has their speculations on where you go. And it's so hard to say because I've been there before. I was drafted by the Yankees, and they were the only team that didn't come into the house. You know, I told that story the other night, and everybody was shocked. That's just the way it was. And so it just takes one team. You never know who that team is going to be. And, you know, and I think I'll be a good fit for whoever decides to take me.
The words of Brandon Whedon, draft prospect from Oklahoma State, the 28-year-old, the senior citizen, as a senior entering this draft. And I say that very loosely, of course, but very interesting story. We'll see where he ends up. And next, we're going to answer your questions, the Ask Vic portion of this show, which is driven by Liberty Ford, as this show is driven by Liberty Ford, Cleveland Browns Daily. So stick around for that and much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Minnesota, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get you quick and safe.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Times, great food.
And the number one pick in the draft goes to Window Nation. Yes, Window Nation has signed Kyrie Irving. And in honor of number two, Kyrie suggested that Window Nation does something big to save you money. He told us, have a $2 window sale. What else? Why didn't we think of that? From $2 a day, you can get a house full of windows. Call now and get 30% off your entire order. Yes, 30% off your window order and get a house full of windows for as little as $2 a day. Beautiful, energy-efficient Window Nation windows for an all-star price. Plus, that's right, call now, free blinds. Price those things. You'll call 216-464-4141. 30% off. Free blinds. And Kyrie, 216-464-4141. Shop online, windownation.com, 216-464-4141. Tell them Kyrie sent you.
Offer expires March 31st, 2012.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Little Almond Brothers. Thank you, Dave DiNatale, for that. So we are going to go to the Ask Vic portion of the show. It's driven by Liberty Ford. I answer the questions that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. By the way, you can also submit voicemails, messages, and questions via that, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally, 440-824-613. We've had a few good ones this week. We'll hopefully have some more before the week ends via Twitter. Nicole, what is the status of McCoy for next season? Nicole, I'd say the status of McCoy is that he is likely to be this team's starting quarterback again. And I think the emphasis on this draft and what is left of free agency, and there's a lot left there, is building more around him, doing more to make him better. And I think bringing in Brad Childress as offensive coordinator, part of that process. Mike, via Twitter, how about you guys click on some free agents before we stop caring about the Browns? Really, Mike, are you going to stop caring because of the free agency moves that you haven't seen or you don't like? I'm not buying that, because let the thing play out, not only in free agency, but more importantly, the draft. Isn't the draft something to look forward to? I think it is. And I think there's a lot of good talent to be had there. And again, I like the way this team is drafted. Fluffhead was a man via Twitter. Okay. Browns can't go wrong with Claiborne, Blackman, or Richardson at number four. All fill needs and could help right away. Don't trade down. Well, a good list of players. By the way, Morris Claiborne, LSU corner, the latest on him, I guess, is wrist surgery. Saw that on the screen here watching NFL Network as we talk with you. So maybe there's a little bit of a risk there. We want to thank Bertie Kosar. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.